Good evening. Thank you for joining us for Health Talks on Capsule Flavor Youth Radio here on Radio Region. I'm your host for the rest of the night, Diamond. Fitness and nutrition may not seem like exciting subjects to most youth, but good health in younger years goes a long way towards a longer and healthier life in adulthood. It's important to get millennials talking about nutrition and good eating habits. Make sure they know that calcium, for example, as we know, is vital to strong bones and healthy white teeth. So let's continue our discussion about youth health with our lovely panelists. Hey, you guys.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi. So let's just start by saying that song is a jam. Can we just agree to that?
Big tune.
That's a jam.
I was dancing here.
That's a big tune.
So you guys, what do you think today's youth view health and nutrition as a whole? Do we as a generation seem to take our health for granted?
I think some of the youth just don't care what they eat as long as it's food. So they don't really care if it's healthy or not.
Which is interesting because, you know, then at the same time, they're really self-conscious and, you know, when it comes to things like social media,
yeah,
and how they want to have that, you know,
that body.
Yeah.
I mean, the marketing is really good.
That's
about
true.
Food, and actually, of course, about fast food.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that is the thing. I mean, you don't make like, an apple beautiful and so shiny. No. You make a burger beautiful and shiny. And you know, yeah, that is true. So, but that is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the angle how people and how you see
yeah.
food.
Yeah, they're hungry.
So it's like, if they see, a fruit salad, mm-hmm. there is
it's
no...
It's like, ew, what is
them.
That?
It's just... Yeah,
you know, they prefer like Dunkaroos.
And what about
those, like, really, like, sweet stuff.
But
like,
French fries, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, put that in the container instead of the carrot sticks, and you know, they're good to go.
No.
Like, they eat with their eyes.
Exactly.
That's how you get it, though. Like, you know, you're on the TTC, you're just like, look. I've had moments when I go swimming. Right? And I'm like, because the swimming pool that I go to is right across from Gerard Square, you know, Maddie Eckler, the community center. So I'm like, okay, you know what? Because it's on Sunday, so the buses take really long. I'm like, when I come outside and that bus is not there, I'm beeline to McDonald's. And it's funny because, like, look, I'll take the. I could have so much money, like a little bit of money in my bank, right? And I'm just like, look, there's other things I can use this for, you know? But. If the bus is not there, I'm going. And every time I go out, the bus is there, and I'm just like, damn. Because I want it. But, like, I'm like, it's you know, it's a sign. I should be eating it. But, like, you know when you're really hungry, despite you have, like, food at home? It gets me every single time. And I feel guilty afterwards because I bought the McDonald's sitting on the TTC. I'm like, man, I could have saved that.
Oh, I could have got this instead.
Exactly. Regretting how much money you bought for it. But that's how they trap you, you know?
Yeah, true.
Those bright lights and
the golden
the big
art.
Menu.
Colors.
And the variety.
The variety. So when does healthy eating then become dangerous?
Well, first of all, what is healthy eating for you guys? Ooh. Because... Everybody Ooh. Knows what is fast food.
Wait. Who's asking the questions here?
I'm turning the questions. So. Yeah, because we first have to really clarify what is healthy.
Mm, that's true. Mm-hmm. So who wants to go first?
Let's go.
Travis, it's your turn. Let's go.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
Oh,
you go first this time.
I'm on the spotlight. Okay. So, in general, healthy eating is, you know, when your fruits and your vegetables and you eat the proper portions and eat them every day, Monday to Sunday. That's what you're supposed to do. But, you know, we have a lot of us to do the opposite. We like to mix junk food with an even smaller portion of something healthy and mm-hmm. still try to call it healthy eating because that little healthy portion is in there.
You know what's funny? Because as you mentioned, little healthy portion. When me and my brother went to a nutritionist, a dietitian, right? Yeah, my grandma's like, she's big about health. So we went over there with my mom. We're like, all the way in the West End, like, we don't want to do this. But, you know, it's grandma, so we got to do this. So when we got there, I was actually really surprised to find out, like, it was about us not eating too much, but not eating enough.
Oh.
Which was like, you know, and I was thinking that, okay, that's one thing that surprised me, and thinking that, like, I would have to eat these small, like, portions and things like that. Uh-huh. When in reality, it wasn't like that. You know, Devine's, like, a very, like, broad guy, a very big athletic guy. He plays rugby. And, like, you would think, you know, the size for, like, having meat, you know, be the palm of your hand. My brother got, like,
that is relative.
Yeah, but he was supposed to have, like, double the size. Man was supposed to have two pieces of, like, chicken the size of his hand. And you would think some itty-bitty, like, you know, like, this chicken, yes, like, small, like, these plates. What he got recommended was way more than, like, what I thought it would be. Like, you know, you're supposed to get, like, what, 2 eggs? The dietitian's like, you know, you can have, like, 2.5, da-da-da-da-da. It was way more than what I thought. Which is crazy. So, as you just said, like, little meals, it all depends on, like, you know,
your body.
Your body, it's exactly.
Cause, it's because they don't want you to lose your original size. Like, to, mm-hmm. It's like they don't want to get bigger, but they want you to maintain it. And it's like, at least if you're going to get bigger, at least mm-hmm. the bigger you get, then, you know, you'll still stay healthy. So, mm-hmm. it's like the bigger and healthier all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Because yeah, for a big different person, you're... So everybody yeah. needs different kind of mm-hmm. foods and different portions, proportion of the, what meat, proteins, carbs, mm-hmm. fruits, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. So that is the thing, but that is a diet.
Like. That's true.
So diet and healthy eating are different.
Yeah.
That is.
And whatever you were, like, told, like, whatever portions, whatever you were instructed to eat, I guess the dangerous part would be if you were to...
Obsessive.
Eat like, yeah, like, be obsessive yeah. and eat, like, triple or, like, you know, like, 4 times as much.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, eat, like, a little bit.
Or,
too
yeah.
much, a little bit, and then you turn... I mean, you... It's not I really mean,
extremes are bad. Yeah. So, if you don't eat, it's bad. But if you eat too much, it's bad, too. If so, you have to eat.
Yeah, you have to have that balance.
Yeah,
and if you eat too little, it's bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, healthy eating, you can eat everything, but in the right proportion and just... You mm-hmm. have to be satisfied, but no food that you're gonna, oh my god, that you eat.
Like when you go to those like Thanksgiving dinners yeah. or like, you those know, those barbecues. You go in with a plan. You're like, no one's judging me. No one shall get judged today.
Those are the cheat days, you know that.
So how are you guys, you know, how do you guys like, wait, I'm trying to think of the question. But how do you guys, like, how's your eating pattern? Because, like, for me, like, I can't, it's weird. I think it's just the way that I've grown up in a Jamaican family where, like, you know, on, like, Sundays, on the weekends, you get that really nice breakfast. You know what I'm talking about? With the dumpling, you know, the corned beef, and the, like, but during the weekend, like, during the weekdays, I can't eat breakfast. Like, my stomach can't eat breakfast. It's too heavy for
your
me.
Your stomach's not used to the schedule. So, like, yeah. Or breakfast during
so
the week.
I can't, yeah,
it's
so.
Just a navit.
I can just have tea, but then I get really gassy, like, you know. So, like, it's, I can't even have cereal because cereal feels really, I have to have small portions, like just a hand, like in the palm of my hand.
Breakfast is the main important meal.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because when you eat breakfast, you are not hungry the whole day.
Yeah.
And it happens to me. I can't go out without breakfast. I need my breakfast.
See, we're exactly the opposite.
Eggs, food, yeah. Real good.
Whatever. I'm not like a really breakfast person, but I have to get like eat something because I'm gonna end up overeating.
Mm-hmm. Like I love breakfast. Like don't get me wrong, but I just can't eat breakfast. And like, ever since I was young, and I remember my mom's like, "Why are you just eating that much? You got to eat more." And I'm just like, "I don't like. I don't want it." Right. So and then like you know, usually during the weekdays, I'm pretty busy, so I don't pack that much like you know lunch. And when I do, I don't finish it. It ends up becoming snack, like you know, during that 3:25 like period when everyone's all sluggish and all that stuff. And the funny thing is, when I eat lunch too, I get the itis. Like I'm so tired. It doesn't matter what portion I like get of what food. I just get real tired. And now that I'm saying that, I think it might be because I don't have that much breakfast in the morning. See, I end up realizing a bunch of stuff when I come on the show. Yeah, and then, you know, when it's dinner, I'm just like, I want food.
Well, you know, but I love the quotation that a student nutrition programs did this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they say nutrition is more than food. It's nurturing. The food makes them feel what... No, wait. The food makes them feel that they are cared for. And them, they are the children.
Yeah.
So they are talking about the snacks, healthy snacks that they provide to their children.
Yeah.
So they say that if they feel like healthy, they feel like somebody's taking care of them, of their health, of their body. but also it's more than just food, because when we think, okay, diet is like, I'm not going to eat anything, I'm going to die. Fast food, we think like, oh my God, this is delicious. But we don't think too much in, mm-hmm. I mean, in about nutrition. So apple is going to be better for my health than just French rice. So it's kind of that joke. Mm-hmm. Think what is the best option yeah. for your body, not just for your stomach, dinner, your diet.
Yeah, dinner at night, it's normally you have to eat lightly. So, like, when you get to bed, you're not too full.
No, me, I'm hungry. I want
the food. No, you have to try to eat, like, lightly. So.
Like, I don't even eat that much then I also spaghetti, because, you know, spaghetti's life, you guys.
Or you're not supposed to eat after a certain time.
Like, yeah, that's true.
Like, 8 or 9. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll do it anyway.
Yeah, but my family is like that. We eat really late, sometimes, late dinner, and I'm just like, how could you guys be so hungry?
Nah, me, dinner time, if they only see me eating one plate, they'll think something's wrong.
Like, one plate.
They're like, oh, you're not running back to kids for a second or third? Are you okay? We need to bring you to the doctor.
So, what are the issues and problems associated with eating too much junk food and not enough healthy foods? And vice versa.
Well, it could be very, very visible.
Mm-hmm.
With your body weight. It could affect your self-esteem, which affects how you carry yourself. Like, you could be one that really takes care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure, you know, you brush your teeth and wash your face and all that stuff. And then, you know, if you eat a lot, you could probably do the opposite. Like, just dress, just put on anything not matching, don't care, because you know where you're going, you come right back home. Like, you know what I mean? It could affect you mentally.
Basically, health problems, especially with... your digestive system.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Yeah, like, what can be obesity, diabetes, like some issues or problems that you get when you eat bad, mm-hmm. like all the time. So, because mm-hmm. you can eat like a burger, it doesn't matter, or you can eat pizza or french fries, but not every day.
Yeah.
So, that is
it. Yeah, like, oh, too much
that's
salt.
What, actually, that's good. What I try to eat healthy during the week, because yeah. during the weekend. So I try to keep that balance.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, there is a lot of problems and issues, mm-hmm. even physical or, I mean, also, like, I don't know, spiritual, self-esteem, yeah. mind, you mm-hmm. know what I mean?
So what about if you guys eat too much healthy food? Have you ever guys heard, like, I remember my mom telling me this all the time, like, if you eat like too much of anything, it can make you sick.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
like
yeah.
I always thought like if you eat too much like, you know, carrots or oranges, you'll actually turn yeah. orange.
No.
No. She's a good mother, you know.
For real.
But nobody's gonna eat the same thing every day.
No, that's true. I mean, if you do eat like a lot of carrots, like something might happen to you.
Hey, who wants to experiment?
But nobody's gonna eat a lot. It's like when you eat french fries every day, so it's...
But you remember that that documentary, the McDonald's, what was it called?
Super Size Me?
Yeah, when he ate, gosh. Like, yeah. You know how many times I watched that in school?
You could never, I don't know if you got paid to do that or not, but I would never
put yourself
that.
In that situation.
All that salt and all that stuff, no way, man.
Especially American McDonald's, because, like, if you've ever been to America and, like, had that difference.
It's double the size.
It's crazy. I went to just go get a drink of pop. I got you guys... I got a medium, and the thing looked like an extra large.
Yeah, yes, I know, but like so big.
Just so you know, I was sipping on that pop all day long, yeah. all day long.
Yeah, me and my family went to the States. We went to McDonald's. My mom's like, whoa, why is your drink like this? You're so big.
It's like, that's just how it is. I remember went to the States with friends. Like, okay, you see the coffee McDonald's? They have, what is it, the 20-pack nuggets or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the States, they have, like, a 41.
Don't even joke.
So,
chicken nuggets for life.
Yeah. So me and my friends walked into Mickey's and we seen, like, a 40-pack. And my boy's like,
that's crazy.
I'll go get the 140-pack. And, yo, I just looked at him like, I'm not, like, I mean, I had some. I'm like, I wasn't, like, yeah. digging in the thing like him. Like, I watch him. Even the girl that served us
yeah.
was looking at him like, you know, no, like, where you guys bro. From? Like, we're from Toronto. Like, we didn't know they had no 40-pack. Like, you know?
Yeah. Like, how much is it, though? Because, like,
it's cheap.
It's cheap.
Like, yeah. It's, like, the same price as the 21.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
12, like,
so it's
$12
like three,
for 40
buckets
tickets?
Of beer nuggets. Like, we rented two cars. Mm. We were both in the cars. We had, like, 2 buckets each. And we were eating that. There was, like, over 3 of us. And we didn't even... We still didn't finish it.
You guys...
Or I didn't eat majority because I wasn't trying to have that heavy...
That's so suspect. This is more than just like the currency difference. I'll tell you.
Like, I don't know why it's like more expensive here than there. Like the chicken nuggets.
I don't know. Even the cereals.
Yeah.
If you ever go into like their Walmart or something, mm-hmm. they don't have majority of their cereals. They're not in a box. Uh-huh. They're in like a mini pillowcase.
Oh, you're lying to me.
I'm serious. Like if you're to buy like Cam Crunch, it's in a big Ziploc bag like this.
Oh, okay.
It's not in a box. It's in a bag. And they have bigger sizes.
The Captain Crunch we get here is so small. Yeah. Every time I buy it, I'm just like, look, there's like a good solid 7 to 8 people in my house. And these kids like to have like 2 to 3 bowls of the cereal.
No, over there it's just twice the size. Like it's crazy.
I know what to get when I'm going to America. I'm not even joking.
They even have some cereals that like you don't see here. Like
I
remember they had a Cap'n Crunch that was like different colors.
My dad was telling me the other day they had a Cap'n Crunch with another cereal. I'm not sure if it was.
Yeah, it's like
guys, that is not healthy eating.
I know, but like it's crazy.
It's like corn pops or something.
Something like that.
They're like different colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like.
Oh wait. Fruity Pebbles.
Something like that.
Yeah. Man.
It's crazy, but they're in Ziploc bags like this. Here's it's just crazy. Like it's just bigger.
You know, I feel like if I ever went to America, I would just be astonished. Just walk. I'm like, you see, you guys, the land of heart attacks and cholesterol.
No, for real, for real. No, seriously.
Be careful, Judy.
But yeah, you gotta watch you have to watch your oils and your salts and your sugars, like you know, it'll affect your iron and all mm-hmm. that stuff. Like it's just the States, man. I don't know if I'd want to live over there because I feel like I'd probably get heartburn a couple of times. Like,
I love New York.
Huh? No, me too. But like eating wise, like if I know myself, and I probably have to go on a strict diet, like no junk food up there at all.
Go to New York. Let's go to Times Square. And there is a place, the name is Bubagam. If you like seafood, Bubagam.
Oh, I can't eat that.
It's amazing. It's safe. Like, yeah? Yes. Go.
I'm going to have to try that.
Okay, what kind of recommendations should I have for New York? Tell me now.
She just told you.
I can't eat it.
Oh. Vegetarian.
Vegetarian, vegan.
No. But vegetarian and vegan. That's another thing.
You're just like,
Sorry, that's not my lane.
Can I help you there?
I would recommend you a really good place, like Argentine place for mm-hmm. a steak. Oh, but you're a vegetarian, so.
Hey, maybe she could tell them make it world. A veggie steak, you know, stuff some broccoli and.
Oh my god, you're killing it.
Mushrooms.
Some carrots in it.
But portobello mushrooms is good.
Stuffed mushrooms. Need to try that, you guys.
My sister's trying to get me to go. What's this?
But now in every
it's like a type of vegan. It's with a P.
Pescatarian?
Yes.
That's when you eat fish.
My sister's trying to get me. You know, my sister made me make fish yesterday, and I'm like, all right, if I'm making it, I'm trying like that herb and garlic sauce, whatever, because I want to add some flavor to it at least if you're going to make me eat that herb. So she's trying to get me on that right now. It's crazy, man. I'm like, what the heck is that? Pesca? I'm like, I never heard that word in my life. I'm like, I don't know, vegan, vegetarian. I didn't know pescatarian. Like, never in my life. Like,
is that the word of the day?
That was like a religion or something.
You know what it sounds like?
Like I don't Presbyterian.
Yeah, like
when I hear that, I just think of like something ancient, like a fossil.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like those sand dollars that you see like in rocks.
That's what she said to me. I was like, sis, what is that? Pesca what?
So you guys, there's little use denying the fact that social media affects your health, right? But be it physically, psychologically, or a dangerous combination of the two, our addiction to our screens can have some pretty dire consequences to our health if left unchecked. So what ways can social media affect one's physical health?
Physical. Oh, you're not exercising, you're just sitting around like reading meme after meme.
Yeah. Going deep
also,
in the rabbit hole.
Also, like, physical health. Like, it'll blind you because you're watching a screen all the time, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't there, like, what's it called? There's an actual word for it, you know? Like, when you're laying down in your bed or whatever and you're staring at
couch
the...
potato?
Oh, that's it. But no, like, you know when you just, like, you... All of a sudden you feel drained?
Give up on life? Depression?
That's so... Instagram.
Trying to find a professional term here.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know.
I can't remember. I want to know. Let's try.
I can't remember. Like this is the
loafer.
Derelict. Oh my god. This is like the third time I keep on forgetting.
Lethargic.
Oh my god.
No.
I don't know.
What letter does it start with?
I don't know, you guys. Like, I don't know.
Zombie. Dead.
But, like, you know, when, like, we're talking about, you know, like, the social standards when it comes, especially Instagram, you know, like, yeah, the term Instagram models.
It has and, the beauty standards right now. I mean, so.
Some of them are really picky. Some of them are open. Some of them, I don't know, some of them are really strict.
If you see, like, there is a trend of healthy, well, not healthy eating, because healthy eating is really a balance, and it's part of, it's kind of a stereotype, you know, and, but it's good. But the other trend is, like, fitness or the gym, and you have to have in your abs, like, the six-pack.
Yeah, you have to have that.
So, yeah, but, and that is the thing, because it affects a lot of, I mean, the self-esteem, and a lot of, especially psychological, like, okay, and actually increase some diseases, like, especially in girls, you know.
Yeah. Like, you see that a lot, like, you know, to the point people are, like, photoshopping their pictures.
Yeah, especially, nobody's perfect, so, of course, Instagram sometimes is suffering.
Especially, like, whatever the models are eating, they sometimes picture it, and then you want to eat that, but it might not even be healthy.
You wanna be like them, you wanna eat like them. Mm-hmm. You wanna be them or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what they're eating looks disgusting.
Like, what?
No, like,
I always see the best foods. That's all I see.
Probably eat some jail food, like,
jail food. I usually see a lot, like, you know, the smoothie, Slim Tea. I always see Slim Tea, and I'm just like,
I hate those. That's
a trend. Or those protein shakes, especially for the women that like work out and starting to look like men.
And then they're like, oh, it tastes good. It's like, no, it doesn't. Don't lie to yourself.
Like, you can have protein shakes, but like, I see people that literally just live on protein shakes. Like, when I went to school in Birchmount, so it's an athletic school, and they had this.
Did all the kids drink protein shakes?
Oh my gosh. So there's the regular kids that just go there, like me, and then there's people that go into this program called BEEP. I don't know the acronym because I wasn't a BEEP. I didn't really care. You know, they're in basically the BEEP like program to me was like that cliche of just jocks and athletes. That's what it was, because you had to be in a certain like athletic extracurricular whatever for a specific amount of years before to apply, right? So a lot of people were in there for like swimming, gymnastics, you know, basketball, golf hockey, yeah, like things like that, right? So you see, like, you always see them in athletic attire, like, you know, it's fine, like, but like they just walk with, oh, I gotta have this many calories a day, you know.
Yeah,
like,
they're real serious about those calories, man.
Like, there's guys are like, oh, I have to eat this much calories,
like, I'm 500 sure they gotta bulk up again.
Exactly. Oh, like, they're always drinking, like, you know, booster juice and like protein bars.
That to me is obsessed.
Like, they would open up their locker, you would see like literally just like protein powder
and
like
posters of themselves.
That's crazy.
Giving like their guys like, you guys got I forgot to use protein powder.
They have just, like a box of Clif Bars.
Just like baby formula, you know, like just scoop it out. Yeah, that's
baby formula?
No, like baby formula. Like literally, they work so hard. And I'm just like, you know, and then there's the kids. So there was that, like, you know, I felt that difference between just the people that was there and then the BEEP people. Which was funny, but then you'll get those people that, in order to be in BEEP, your grade level had to be at a certain, like, you know, minimum. So there's people who would be failing classes.
Wow.
And then become, Birchmont is serious. Like, they bring athletes that come in. Like, you remember that time where Andre DeGrasse was in, the first time he was there, and you saw the two brothers? They're from Birchmont.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have pictures of people, athletes coming, like, back. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the, who was it one? I think the Argonauts one. And they brought the cup, they brought the thing here, like, their trophy. Like, literally, like, people come. So we have a huge athletic, like, you know, reputation. Like, when kids do track, even, like, you know, the elementary school, they come to Birchmount. Right, we have a huge facility. So then when you're just there, and it's kind of like the BEEP kids, you know, and then the regular kids.
Do they ever like look at you and just like dismiss you or something?
Yeah, they have their cliques, and you're just like, oh, you're not BEEP, you know, you're not that. But I'm like, man, I'm just trying to get through high school, you know. I'm not trying to worry what clique, because I had my people from like elementary school that came with me, so like we were a very solid, you know, group. But you can see other people that, you know, fell in the trap of being like, oh, I want to be like them, or they're popular and all that stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Like, I would go to the gym and I see these men, they're like trying so hard just to like bulk themselves up. They have to make that noise.
And I know women are not a fan of that they're working out, because like most of them feel they're trying to impress them.
I'm like,
just
yeah, I'm looking at them and they're just like,
can you see their face shaking? My man, is that too heavy for you? Just
no, but that's me, honestly. That it's not necessary. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, if somebody's gonna watch you work out, like they'll be able to tell that it's heavy or see you struggling already in your face. You don't need to make those noises. Just breathe normal. That hurr or whatever.
Yeah,
like
the bows, like it's, oh, I'm so yeah, strong. Like, I'm male. Oh.
But you know what? You know what it is? It's because there's a certain percentage of women that are into that. So you know, you have some that'll go to gym just to hear that noise or whatever.
What?
So
no, yeah, I don't know what Travis is.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want to see your sources.
Really like James and go for really doing exercise.
I'm telling you.
The others who goes just for taking pictures and just bows.
Yeah, to put on Instagram and
spray some water.
Like, they don't even have a gym membership, but they go to the gym and shit sometimes.
It could be true.
Just
For the grams.
Just take a picture of that card. Be like, you know, the fitness plan or planet.
Yeah,
fitness,
like,
it's like, I'm off to the gym. So, you guys, what are some strategies for families or even, like, you know, youth that go to school that are on a budget, right? A limited budget that has a busy life or doesn't have the knowledge about how to eat healthier. What are some strategies that you guys...
Starve.
No. Guys, no. I think you're wrong.
Giselle's like, do not listen to this crazy woman.
You're just...
I know she's a boss, but don't listen.
If they're on a budget and they don't know a lot or whatever, then they should seek out like the information, and then once they get the information, just buy within their budget, and then you know they can learn how to portion the food so that it you know, so that actually lasts. So it doesn't look like, okay, we went in our budget and you know, like, the food's almost finished.
Yeah,
you know, you want the budget to match like your portions or whatever.
Yeah, like eat,
and everybody has to be on the same page, obviously. Yeah. That too,
and internet. Internet has all the answers.
Yeah. Google.
Why am I so sad today?
You're so depressing.
Your bed's calling you.
Yeah. Her bed's calling you. That's
well, I think some strategies or changes is just to cut back like on calories under it. Yeah. And actually, it's not about calories. It's about nutrition. So it's better. What is worse for you?
Yeah.
But, well, it said like some less sugary beverage. And eating breakfast.
Oh, she called me out.
Eating breakfast. You know, starting your day with nutritious meal will prevent you from getting too hungry during the day.
A lot of fiber.
And will give you energy to think at the school or at work. So just
you know
think
what?
About it.
I feel you, Diamond, because I can't eat breakfast too. But I think it's because when you sleep, your body your stomach shrinks a little. So it's hard for it to like take in. You have to take in like 2-3 grains of oatmeal. Ease yourself into it, right?
Yeah, like,
ease yourself into the eating.
Like, on your way to, like, work or school,
I can eat a banana or something.
I can't eat like that, yeah. I probably just grab a banana.
Yeah, bananas are good.
And
they're like,
the other thing,
they're like half
fruit.
Liquid, so that's okay.
That's the other thing, picking fruits for snacks. So, choosing fruits over chips or candies will provide your body with important nutrients. And eating more whole grains... And choosing lean proteins like chicken, turkey, fish, vegetarian sources of protein like beans, tofu. And eating more servings of fruit and vegetables than carbs. And watching your proportion size. Just watching the
video.
And of course, exercise. But you can take the stairs instead of the elevator. Or walking instead of taking the bus.
Yeah, yeah.
Or looking for videos on YouTube for exercise. Or...
harass, join in a gym. Harass a stray dog until he chases you.
Judith, things that I think you do.
I am your leader.
So that's all the time we have for our show. Thank you so much to our guest panel for joining us today. You guys come back next week at the same time and place for another edition of Catch the Fable Youth Radio here on Radio Region. Stay tuned, because coming up next is Murphy Brown, which you don't want to miss right after our musical break.
Bye.
Bye.
Song you playing?